Retailers are wrapping up a lackluster holiday season. Overall, sales were tepid. But growth exploded online, on mobile devices, and with the sale of gift cards. NPR's Sonari Glinton has that story.
As important as the lead-up to Christmas is, increasingly, it's this time that's become important. I'm here at one of these premium outlet malls just 90 miles east of Los Angeles near Palm Springs, where I wanted to come find some consumers who are looking for and getting deals. Pardon me, ma'am. Do you mind if I ask you a quick question for NPR about shopping?
Sure.
Okay. You did a lot of it today, huh?
Yes.
Michaela Dubinetsky was loaded down with packages waiting for her husband to get the car.
You know what? This is the first year I'm really doing the after Christmas shopping. Was out in California near the outlets, so decided to come by.
How much of your shopping would you say you did online?
Oh, 90%. In terms of gifts for other people? Mm-hmm. Yes, 90%. My family doesn't live nearby, so I was shipping things to different parts of the country, and it was just a little bit easier.
I did all my shopping online.
I did 50%.
That's Horacio Garcia and Megan Pippin, who were visiting from overseas. They also had bundles and bundles of packages. I asked them how much more shopping they did online this year than they did last year.
The online shopping increased. Well, it's very easy for us, obviously, since we don't have a lot of options to shop where we live.
Yes, I like it more. I like more shopping online.
So why are you here then?
We don't know. We asked ourselves the whole morning about that. Because it's a deal. We felt like we'd try it, and we didn't want to spend any money on ourselves before Christmas, so we thought maybe after Christmas we'll be okay with spending money on ourselves when things are cheaper.
Self-gifting is a very big part of the entire holiday experience for both consumers and retailers.
Kathy Granis is with the National Retail Federation. She says because of self-gifting and nearly $30 billion in holiday gift card sales, the post-Christmas season is increasingly important. Granis says for retailers, this year has become the year of the mobile shopper.
As much as 50% of the e-commerce traffic they saw on Black Friday derived from a mobile device. And that is huge and I think unparalleled to anything we've seen at any other holiday season so far.
While online sales grew by 13%, that wasn't enough to boost the overall retail picture. Holiday sales were up by only 2.3%, according to MasterCard. Chris Christopher is an economist with IHS. He says, add to the slow growth, retailers have lots of inventory. That means the discounts are going to keep on coming.
It's not the best thing for retailers. And of course, you know, if you're a seller, that's the last thing you want to sort of see is the price of your items falling dramatically. It's very competitive. And this year, there seems to be excessive discounting compared to last year.
Christopher says consumers are demanding lower prices and convenience. He says the rapid increase in online sales caused glitches with delivering goods on time.
Consumers are going to remember what happened if they wait till the very last minute, so they might hedge a little bit about that. But the cyber sales in the retail space is a locomotive that you can't really stop right now.
But there is a recognition now that the customer has changed.
Howard Davidowitz is a retail consultant and investment banker.
The consumer is more price conscious than any time in my memory, and retail earnings are being guided downward because they've got tremendous pressure on margin. Because the consumer wants cheap.
It may be a race to the bottom, but with each season, brick-and-mortar retailers are losing just a little more ground. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Cabazon, California.